Good morning.
Saul.
Let's pray before we begin.
让我们来一起祷告。
Thank you, Father, for your word.
感谢你神为你的话语。
We pray, Father, that you would send your Holy Spirit now and be our teacher.
我们祷告祈求你赐下你的圣灵做我们的老师。
Let your Holy Spirit apply it to our hearts in such a way that we know you better.
愿你的圣灵在我们心中做工，使我们能够更好地知道你。
That we love you more.
更深地来爱你。
And that we serve you more faithfully.
更忠实地来服侍你。
Please, Father, help us to be doers of your word and not merely hearers.
父啊，求你来帮助我们做行动者，而不只是用口上说。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's go to the next slide.
下一张。
The monitor's not on, is it? Can that come on?
Yeah, can you have this monitor on? Oh, sorry. 能把这个。
Well, technology is such a wonderful thing.
技术是这么的美好。
Do you like to prepare for things?
你们愿意喜欢预备一些事情吗？
I know that in the summertime I get very excited when it's time for vacation.
一般到夏天我总是很高兴，因为这是休假的季节。
And my wife begins preparations a couple of months in advance, deciding where we're going to go and what we're going to do.
我太太经常在几个月以前就开始准备，我们到底要去哪儿呢？我们到底要做什么呢？
And for those of you who are young people, I don't know whether you get as excited about movies that are coming out, but my kids really look forward to this season for new movies.
我想那些年轻人，我想你们都一定等待期待这些新的电影出来。我的小孩就总是期待的这些。
Yes, this week the Hunger Games came out.
这电影 Hunger Game, 饥饿游戏来的时候。
Yeah, my son, he had to wait until last night to go see it. He was just really anxious about getting to see this second movie in the series.
我儿子一直等到最后一天要去看他真是很激动看这些电影。
Two years ago, this month, I was getting excited about having my first grandson.
两年以前，我也是有一个让我很激动的，就是我在期待我的外孙。
My daughter looked a lot like the woman in this picture.
我的女儿就很像这个照片中的女人。
We were excited in making preparations for that to happen for a long time before it did.
在这个事情发生之前，我们就已经非常激动了，而且激动了很长时间。
And about a month ago, we had our second grandbaby.
就在一个月以前，我们有了我们的第二个外孙。
And so it's always an exciting time when you're looking forward for something to happen.
当你盼望什么事情要发生的时候，总是最激动的。
But my question for you this morning is, do you look forward for Christmas?
但我今天早上给你们的问题是，你们期待圣诞吗？
I'm not talking necessarily about commercial Christmas.
我不是讲这个商业圣诞。
I mean, you probably saw the newspaper this morning, the number of ads has increased about that much.
你们大概今天肯定看到在报纸中的广告增加了很多。
And if I remember right, the newspaper that will come out Thursday morning will have about that many ads in it.
如果我记得不错的话，那么在到礼拜四的时候，你那个广告的报纸的话就会有这么厚了。
In America, it seems to be the biggest thing to buy and to sell your Christmas.
美国在这个在美国这个买关于圣诞的买卖商业实在是非常的巨大。
Next slide, please.
下一张。
I'm going to read you a revised version of the Christmas story here.
现在我要给大家读一段改编的圣诞故事。
This is the unauthorized commercial version.
这是没有授权的商业版。
It says, in the same region, there were entrepreneurs working late at the office, brooding over their stock by night.
在这个区域有许多这些小企业主们在他们的办公室里工作到很晚，然后在思考，在苦苦的思考他们的股票。
Suddenly, a consultant stood before them saying, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of a great boost to the economy, which shall be for all the people.
突然间，这个顾问出现了，然后就说，哦，不要害怕，我们带给你大好的消息是关于怎么样振兴经济，是给万民的。
For today on Madison Avenue, there has been born for you a tradition, which is Christmas.
因为今天在麦迪森大街上，我们给大家诞生了一个新的传统，那就是圣诞。
And this will be a sign for you. You will find a Santa Claus wrapped in bright clothes, granting wishes in a department store.
当你听到一声长叹，那就是记号，就是说你会发现，圣诞老公穿着明亮的衣服，然后在商店里面应许大家的愿望呀。
And suddenly there appeared with shopping bags and credit cards a great multitude saying, "We want a new 55-inch TV."
突然间出现大量的这个购物包，还有信用卡，然后还有许多人都在说，我们要新的55寸的高分辨电视，或者是电吉他，还有很多新的这个那个。
You'll notice I made a couple of spelling errors there.
你可能注意到这里面有很多拼写的错误。
Next slide, please.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting that we have in this country a Christmas rush.
很有意思，我们在这个国家每一到圣诞节，我们就有这个圣诞节的繁忙热闹。
Generally, people are preparing for buying gifts and having parties and bringing family home.
通常是大家准备预备礼物给大家，帮全家人聚在一起，然后朋友聚会等等。
And that's not necessarily a bad thing.
这不见得是一件坏事。
But it distracts from the real meaning of Christmas.
但是把大家从真正圣诞的意义中吸引开了。
Instead of a Christmas rush, we should have a Christmas hush.
所以说，不应该是圣诞节的，取代圣诞节的热闹的，应该是圣诞节的寂静。
The preparations that we should be doing as believers for Christmas need to go far beyond what the society at large does.
我们作为信徒来对圣诞的预备，应该远远超过我们这个社区中其他的我们的左邻右舍所做的预备。It's
interesting that in Ephesians 1, the Apostle Paul writes these words.
很有意思，在以弗所书中，保罗这样说。
He says, "Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ."
1章2节说，愿恩惠平安从神我们的父和主耶稣基督归于你们。
Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ.
愿圣赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
For he chose us in him before the foundation of the world.
就是神在创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们。Christmas
should be a time of grace and peace.
圣诞节应该是一个恩典和和平的事。It
should be a time of reflection on all the blessings that God has given us in the heavenly places, Paul says.
应该是一个我们来思考神在赐给我们各样属天福气的时候。And
it's something which God has prepared many, 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 many years before that we should receive these blessings.
是神预备了很多很多年来
Next slide, please. Advent is a season that the church traditionally has celebrated throughout the centuries to prepare us to walk in the quiet and the peace of God's blessings.
Advent就是光临，是一个我们在这里的一个传统，就是来庆祝和预备神在基督里为我们预备的。
I don't know what your traditions here are at the church in Peoria, but in the traditional church calendar, the 28-day period before Christmas, 4 Sundays, is called Advent.
我们不知道大家在这里的传统是什么，但是在教会的传统中, 就是说在圣诞节前四个礼拜这段期间叫做光临期。
The word comes from a Latin word, Adventus, which basically just means coming.
这个词汇来自拉丁词汇 Adventus, 就是来临。
The Greek word, which you may or may not have heard in some pastors' messages, parousia, means the same thing.
希腊语 parousia 也是这样的意思。
But usually when we think of the coming of Christ, we're thinking of the second coming.
但是通常我们当思考神的来到的时候，我们是指他的第二次来到。
And a lot of Christians, in an appropriate manner, get very excited when they think about Jesus' return.
很多基督徒都变得很激动，耶稣的再来。
But for us as believers, during this 28-day period before Christmas, we should be focusing on what God did to prepare for Christ's first coming.
但是作为我们基督徒来讲，我们应该来思考神怎样预备他的第一次来来。
Traditionally, the church, has some object lessons that they use in order to help us to concentrate, to focus on the coming the first time.
通常在教会传统中，在这个时间，教会提供一些课程，帮助我们来思考神的第一次到来。
You'll notice the wreath in the picture.
你们都注意到在这里面的这个花圈。
I brought one today too. This is the one we use at my house.
我也把我在我家里用的花圈带来了。
Traditionally, churches and families as well will have one of these and they'll light one candle each Sunday and they'll spend time together meditating and reflecting on what it is that God has done in sending Jesus at Christmas time.
通常我们有四个蜡烛在这里，我们每一个礼拜先用一根，这样四个礼拜我们来思考神在我们神这样预备他的第一次到来的。
Next slide, please. The picture down here on the lower side is called an Advent log.
在下左下方的这个照片叫做光临十架。
It's just a large piece of wood that has 28 candles for each day of Advent.
基本上它就是一根很长的一根木头，上面有28根蜡烛，代表每天。
And for each day, you light one extra candle.
说每天点一根蜡烛。
And I was going to bring an Advent log today too, but I couldn't find 28 candles.
我本来想要带一个这样的木头来，但是我找不到28根蜡烛。
But traditionally, my family and I, we would put this on our mantle, and we would start in the evening with the room dark, and we would light one candle.
通常我在我们家里，我们把这个东西放在我们的火炉壁炉上面，我们每天点一根。
And then each night we would light progressively one more candle.
然后每天每过一天我们就点一根。
And the symbolism was such that the world before Christ was in darkness.
这象征着在耶稣在基督到来以前，世界是黑暗的。
They didn't know that relationship with God, which only He could give.
我们没有这个和神的关系，那个是只有通过耶稣才能够获得的。
Nor did they were they able to experience the forgiveness that only He can give.
我们也没法经历神对我们在耶稣里面给我们的赦免。
And so each day, as one more candle was lit, it would become brighter, and we would understand more about what God's purpose was.
所以当每天我们多点一根蜡烛的时候，它就变得更明亮一些。
Each of the candles that we used had a different color, and it meant something different symbolically.
有时候每根蜡烛还有不同的颜色来代表我们不同的事情。
My family always used red candles because red would symbolize the blood of Christ.
我们家里通常用红蜡烛来代表耶稣的宝血。
And we would use the log because it symbolized the cross on which Jesus would be crucified.
我们用一根长木头来代表耶稣被钉的十字架。
And we put greenery around it because that symbolized life that Jesus alone can give.
我们把这些绿的树叶、树枝之类的放在旁边来代表神赐给我们的生命。
And then for Christmas Day, we had a gold candle that we used that we would light that day to indicate that the king, gold is the color of a king, that the king had come into the world.
对，在圣诞那一天，我们点一根金色的蜡烛来代表，这是王，万王之王他的到来。
We always did this in the context of singing a song and reading a passage of scripture.
通常我们在这段期间我们会读一些诗篇也读一些神的话。
And it was something which really drew us together as a family and helped us to really begin to focus more on what God had done in preparation for Christmas instead of just going out and buying more stuff.
当我们一起来思考神是怎样来给我们预备这个圣诞的时候，我们就把我们一家人都紧密的在一起了，而不是说去忙着各样的热闹忙碌。
But I'm not necessarily here today to try to sell you an Advent log or an Advent wreath.
我不是在这里大家卖给大家一个花圈或者是木头。
But I do want you to think through some important facts that will prepare you to better understand and celebrate Christmas this Advent season.
但我确实希望大家来在这个时间来认真的来思考这些关于圣诞节。
Next slide, please. The first is that God works in His time, not necessarily ours.
第一点是神在他的按照他的时间来工作，而不是按照我们的时间来工作。
And the illustration, I think, that really helps us to understand that is the whole virgin birth.
我们要讲述的是指童女出生。
In Matthew 1:23, we find this verse. The virgin shall be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us.
在马太福音一章二十三节是这么说的，必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。
If you look at where this verse actually comes from, it's back in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14.
这段经文原本出自以赛亚书七章十四节。
Matter of fact, it says exactly the same thing. And the virgin shall be with child and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel.
这是说的是一模一样的，就是说必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。以马内利就是说神与我们同在的意思。
What you need to understand is something about prophecy.
你们大家应该这时候应该明白什么叫做预言。
Isaiah was writing more than 700 years before the birth of Jesus.
以赛亚在写这段经文的时候是在耶稣诞生以前700年。
And the thing about prophecy is that prophecy usually has multiple fulfillments.
当我们来思考预言的时候，预言通常有多层次的兑现。
In other words, God sends a prophet to speak directly to the people at that time and that place a specific message they need to know.
换句话说，就是神在一个特定的时间、特定的地点，给一些特定的人的一些特定的信息，让他们知道。
But then, in a way that only God can understand at that point, it also has a fulfillment much later in the future.
但同时呢，还有一个只有神明白的、只有神知道的。
An example of how this kind of works is, you know, have you ever driven towards some mountains?
一个例子就是说，你们有没有开车向着群山
？I know I lived in Denver for 3 years when I did my master's degree.
我在丹佛生活的时候我读我的硕士学位。
And we would drive from Illinois out to Colorado.
我们开车从伊利诺伊一直到科罗拉多。
And I love the mountains.
我非常喜欢这些高山。
And I'd get so excited as we would get close to Denver because it looked like the mountains were kind of just growing out of the ground.
每当我们接近的时候，我心里面就很激动，因为就看好像这些山就是从地中长出来一样。
But the interesting thing is, when you look at the front range of the mountains, it looks like one mountain.
有意思是，就是当你只看最前面的山的时候，就好像是只有一座似的，连在一起。
But if you keep driving and you go through Denver and you begin to go up in the mountains, you go up that first one.
但是你如果继续开，当你开到这山上面的时候
，and then you realize that there are more mountains after that.
你就会发现这还有很多后面还有很多山。
So you go up and you go down.
所以你上去下来。
And then you go up and you go down again.
你再上去再下来。
And you find that you know there's not just one mountain, but actually many that are behind it.
所以你会发现不只是一座山而是有许许多多的山。
And that's how God works prophecy many times.
这也是神也是这样子来做他的预言的。
When Isaiah was speaking this prophecy, he was speaking specifically to the people of Israel and King Ahaz in particular.
当以赛亚在说的这段预言的时候，他是说给以色列民，当时是在亚哈王的统治下。
And the city of Jerusalem was surrounded by the Assyrian army.
然后这个耶路撒冷城被叙利亚的军队包围。
And they were in a lot of trouble.
他们有很大的麻烦。
And Isaiah went to the king and he said these words.
然后这个以赛亚就来到王的面前说了如下的话。
And if you go ahead and you read what follows these specific words, you'll find that he says, before the child that is born is able to tell the difference between good and evil, the Assyrians will be completely destroyed.
如果你继续往下读的话，就会说，当这个孩子能够区分对错以前，叙利亚的军队就会被全部消灭掉。
And Isaiah was specifically speaking about the virgin he was talking about was his wife.
而且以赛亚他说的童女是指他的太太。
She was going to have a baby, and by the time that baby was 2 years old, the Assyrians would be gone.
他将要生一个小孩，这个小孩两岁之前，叙利亚的军队就被摧毁了。
Now that was good news to the people in Jerusalem at that time.
这对当时的以色列民来讲是一个非常好的消息。
But you see, God was working in His own time to project 700 years into the future when His own Son would be born.
但是同时，神按照他的时间来预备，700年后他的儿子来诞生在我们这里。And
so you see that God isn't in a big hurry.
就是神是做事是慢慢。When
He wants to accomplish something, it may take Him a long time to do it.
当他要完成什么事情的时候，他会用很长的时间来做。But
God has been planning the good of His people since the beginning of time.
但是神是从一开始就是来为万民预备他的美好，来认识他的美好。If
you go back to the book of Genesis,
如果你回到创世纪,
and Adam and Eve commit their sin,
当亚当和夏娃犯罪的时候,
and God speaks punishment to Adam and Eve and curses the snake.
神惩罚亚当夏娃，同时诅咒这个蛇。
And in the curse of the snake, God tells Satan, He says, I will put enmity between you and the woman, between her offspring and hers. He will crush your head and you will strike his heel.
当他诅咒这个蛇的时候，他说，我要叫你和女人彼此为仇，你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇，女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤她的脚跟。
Now, what's interesting about this passage is the fact that the word that we translate offspring is actually the word seed.
这段话中有意思的是我们的一个翻译，我们把它翻译成为后裔，但实际上在原文中它叫种子。
So God is going to, it says, put enmity between Satan's seed and the woman's seed.
神说让女人的种子和撒旦的种子彼此为仇。
And the word seed here is singular.
而且这个种子是单数。
And it's projecting towards the seed of Jesus Christ.
它是预指这个耶稣基督。And
the reason that we know this is because it's a misunderstanding of biology by the Hebrew people.
我们通常犹太人对这话的理解有一个生物学上的一个误解。
You know, in the old Hebrew mindset, they didn't understand the whole thing about a sperm and an egg and a man and a woman coming together into making an embryo and growing into a baby.
在过去犹太人的传统中，他们不知道这个精子、卵子在一起能够受精，然后变成胚胎，然后长成人。
They believed that the man had a seed, and that seed was planted in a woman, and a child came forth from that.
他们只知道男的有种子，然后把这个种子放在女人身上，然后小孩就出来了。And
so when the average Hebrew would hear this prophecy, they would go, "Wait a minute, women don't have seeds."
所以说，当通常犹太人听到这句话的时候，哇，等着，这个女人哪有种子呢？
How can a woman possibly have a child and not have a man involved in this process?
他们就在想，怎么样，女人怎么可能有一个孩子而没有男人在参与呢？
What God is communicating here is the fact that the woman's child would be a virgin-born son that would smash Satan's head.
而神在这里主要 交代给大家的，就是指这个童女所生的儿子要伤这个撒旦的头。
And so at the very beginning, when the first sin was committed, God had already planned for Jesus to be born of a virgin way in the future.
所以说在最开始人们当初犯罪的时候，神就已经计划了在很久很久以后耶稣要推童女所生。
And so from even at the very beginning, God in his time was preparing the world to receive the gift of salvation that he alone would provide through Jesus.
所以即使在最开始的时候，神就已经在预备给大家的救恩，这个救恩也是只有他能够给预备出来的。
So that's the first important fact, that God works in his time, not necessarily ours.
所以这是第一点，就是神按照他的时间工作，而不见得是按照我们的时间工作。
Next slide, please. The second fact that's important for us to remember at this Advent season is that God works in obscurity.
第二点就是说，在我们这个光临期的时候，我们来思考的就是说，神是在隐晦中工作。
And the example, the picture of this is the hymn that we sing at Christmas, O Little Town of Bethlehem.
一个例子就是说我们唱的这个歌叫做小城伯利恒。
Jesus was born in Bethlehem.
耶稣诞生在伯利恒。
Luke 2:4 says, So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth to Galilee, to Judea, to Bethlehem, to the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David.
路加二章四节说，约瑟也从加利利的拿撒勒城上犹太去，到了大卫的城，名叫伯利恒，因他本是大卫一族一家的人。
So it seems that some Caesar in Rome decided that he needed to find out where everybody lived and how many people there were.
在住在罗马的凯撒大帝，他决定想要知道这个有多少人在他的境内。
And the reason he wanted to do this is because he wanted to tax them.
他为什么要这样做呢？是因为他想收税。
That sounds kind of familiar, doesn't it? The governments like to tax people.
这个听起来很熟悉，是吧？政府喜欢让大家交税。
But in doing so, he made it possible for Joseph, who was of David's line, to come from Nazareth all the way down to Bethlehem for the birth of his son.
这样一来呢，就使得这个约瑟从加利利一直回到他的本乡，也就是伯利恒，在这里来生他的儿子。
Again, the fact that God works in obscurity is seen by the fact that He is moving the birth of the most important person to ever live to a little tiny town that almost nobody knew of.
另外一点关于神隐晦的工作，就是说他使这个最伟大的人来到一个微不足道的小城，说是诞生在这里。
Over 700 years before Jesus was born, the prophet Micah wrote these words: "But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times."
在耶稣诞生以前700年，弥迦书中就已经预言到伯利恒。以法他啊，你在犹大诸城中为小，将来必有一位从你那里出来，在以色列中为我做掌权的。他的根源从亘古，从太初就有。
See, most people, and this was leveled against the accusation was leveled against Jesus later that how can a king come from some place so obscure?
这是后来就有关于耶稣的指责，就是说怎么可能一个王从这么一个微不足道的小地方出来呢？
When the wise men came to find Jesus, they went to Jerusalem because they thought for sure a king would be born in a big city of prominence.
当那个东方的博士来找这个王的时候，他们到耶路撒冷，因为他们本来想这个王是要在耶路撒冷这样的大城中。
Bethlehem is just a little town, maybe of 200 people at that time.
在那个时候，伯利恒只是一个200人的小城。
You know, if you You can imagine today it would be like a little town way off the freeway that the only way you could get there is if you purposely wanted to go to that place.
像今天的话就好像有一个小城，它离高速公路非常非常远，你要唯一到那里的方式就是说你必须要专门到那里，不可能顺便的。
But This passage shows us that God doesn't choose the big and the flashy and the powerful.
所以说这就说明神他不见得 是选择那些大的、闪烁的、和大能的。
He chooses that which is small and insignificant.
他经常是捡这些小的而微不足道的。
And so it's important for us to recognize that if we're going to actually be able to know Him and to experience His presence and to hear His voice, we need to be quiet and watch and listen.
所以说你要认识到这一点是很重要的，就是说你认识到只有你在安静中才能够经历和听到神。
And so God works in His own time.
所以说神按照他的时间工作。
God works in obscurity.
神在隐晦中工作。
But God also works for humanity.
但神也是在为我们工作。
Next slide, please. God came in the person of Jesus.To save us from our sins.
神以耶稣的方式来到我们当中，来救我们，脱离我们的罪。
Matthew 1:21 says, She will give birth to a son, and you are to call him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.
马太福音一章二十一节说，他将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶中救出来。
I mean, this is the primary reason for Christmas.
这是圣诞节的原因。
It's everything else that Jesus taught and demonstrated for us is good.
其他所有的耶稣所教导的
and
圣诞节所教导的已经所显示的东西都是好的。
I mean, many people in the world that aren't Christians say Jesus was a great teacher.
在这世上有很多人说did you say Christians or Christ?
Many people other than Christians believe Jesus was a great teacher.
Yeah, 在基督徒以外有很多人认为耶稣是一个很好的老师。
And people who don't believe also will say that he was a great example.
有很多人认为他是一个很好的榜样。
But the fact is, the main reason Jesus came was to save us and to reconcile us to God.
但事实上耶稣来的原因的主要原因是成就我们。
In Isaiah chapter 53, we read these words from God. He says, All of us like sheep have gone astray. Each has turned aside to his own way. The Lord has laid the iniquity of us all upon him.
成就我们脱离神的愤怒。在以赛亚书六章说，我们都如羊走迷。
Jesus basically took all of our sins and paid the penalty that we were supposed to pay in order that we might be brought back into communion with God.
所以基本上就是耶稣替代我们承受我们的罪所要承受的。
If you read Psalm 22,
在诗篇二十三篇
David was writing over 1,000 years before Jesus was born.
在耶稣诞生千年以前大卫就写了。
You will find almost a perfect description of the Roman penalty of crucifixion.
你可以发现这个完美的描述关于罗马人钉十字架的。
But crucifixion would not even be invented for 600 years more.
但是其实直到大卫之后600年钉十字架这个刑法才被发明出来。
And Jesus would not pay that penalty for us for another 400 years after that.
但直到再过400年耶稣才为我们承受这个苦难。
But you can see that God in his time, working in obscurity, worked in order to save humanity from their sins.
但你可以看到神按照他的时间在暗中为我们工作来预备救赎我们脱离我们的罪。
You know, as we look at all of these things, we find something that's very important for us to keep in mind.
在这里我们看到一些很重要的事情，然后我们需要把它记下来。
Next slide, please. We find that God's sovereignty is just everywhere in the scripture.
我发现神的主权是在圣经中到处都彰显出来了。
That God works throughout all of time and through every event and person that exists in order to bring glory to himself.
神在任何时间都在工作，在一切的事件中来做工，来把众人，把每一个人带到他的面前。
I mean, our entire purpose as human beings is to bring glory to God.
我们作为一个人的 终极目的就是荣耀神。
But as we bring glory to God, then we begin to experience the fulfillment of everything that God intended for us.
当我们来荣耀神的时候，我们就可以经历神赐给我们的各样美。
We see God's sovereignty in the Christmas story.
我们在这个圣诞故事中来看神的主权。
In Galatians 4:4, it says, God in the fullness of time brought forth his son.
在加拉太书说，极至时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子。
The word that he uses there, in the fullness of time, gives the picture of a woman who's very, very pregnant.
这里我说极至时候满足，实际上就是描述一幅画，这个女人的肚子已经很大了。
And so that period of time leading up to it, God is preparing to deliver His Son into the world for our salvation.
这就是暗示，然后神已经预备好要把他的儿子诞生在这个世界上，来拯救我们脱离罪恶。
For thousands of years, God had been preparing Jesus' family line.
神用了一千年的时间来准备这个耶稣的家族。
And we have prophecies concerning that throughout the entire Old Testament.
我们而且在整个的旧约中，我们都可以看到相关的预言。
And God allowed the people of Israel to be scattered throughout the entire known world of that day, so that the gospel would be ready to be heard wherever it went.
而且神使得犹太人被散到世界的各个角落，使得当这个信息来的时候呢，大家都可以被接受到。
More about 400 years before Jesus was born, Alexander the Great conquered most of the Roman world, what became the Roman world later.
在这之前，在耶稣诞生前400年，亚历山大王就征服了当时他所看到的这个大多数世界。
Up until that time, everybody spoke their own language, and very few people could communicate with one another.
在那之前，每个人都说自己的语言，但很少的有人能够彼此交流。
But as Alexander conquered, he made everybody learn Greek.
但是当亚历山大王他来征服他当时的世界的时候，让每个人都来说希腊文。
And so when the gospel began to go forth, everybody could understand the preaching of the word because everybody understood Greek.
所以当救恩这个福音来到的时候呢，每个人都可以听到而且明白。
And it's also especially interesting to me that Greek is a very precise language.
同时再一个很有意思的点就是这个希腊文是一个非常严谨的语言。
The language is so clear that even the smallest nuances of what God was doing could be understood by anybody.
这个语言是这样的，其实是一点点微不足道的事情也能够被任何人说。
And of course, after Alexander the Great came the Roman Empire.
当然后来这个亚历山大王变成了罗马帝国的帝国。
And before Rome conquered and took over the world, it was dangerous to go from any place to any place else. There were just all kinds of bad people out there.
在这罗马帝国之前呢，你到这世界的任何一个地方呢都很困难，因为到处都是危险的，很危险的人，强盗等。
You couldn't go from one city to the next without being robbed or murdered.
你很难说从一个城市到另一个城市而不被抢劫或者被杀害。
But the might of Rome was so strong that basically they made it possible for people to travel from different points in the empire all over safely.
但罗马的统治是这样的强有力，它使得这个这个当时在它的国内和平，而是人们可以平安的旅行。
And not only did they police the world, but they also built roads so that it was easy for people to get from Jerusalem to Ephesus to Rome.
他们不仅扮演了这个世界的警察，同时他们修筑了很多路，就是罗马路，使人们能够很容易的从，比如说从耶路撒冷到罗马。
So God planned for hundreds of years in order to bring Jesus into the world for us.
所以说神用了很长的时间来预备让耶稣来到我们中间。
Next slide, please. So what?
所以呢？
Well, God's incredible preparation points towards you and God.
所以说神难以置信的预备是将我们指向他。
If you have never bowed your knee to his sovereignty, he calls you to follow Jesus as Lord and Savior.
如果你从来没有屈膝在神的面前，然后来回应神呼召你做耶稣的跟随者。
We're going to celebrate baptism in just a few minutes.
我们在接下来很短，马上就要来庆祝几位弟兄姐妹的受洗。
And baptism is symbolic of what happens when a person makes a commitment to follow Jesus.
受洗是来象征我们每一个人来委身相信神来跟随他。
It visually represents someone dying as they go under the water.
它实际上就是在象征每一个人他当他沉到水里面的时候
and then being raised to newness of life when they come out of it.
复活到
and so God calls you to die to your old life and to live to the new life that he has for you in Jesus.
所以说神呼召你向着你的老我死去。
And if you're afraid of that, just remember that God has been preparing this for you for thousands of years.
同时复活你的新生命。如果你为此害怕的话，你就细想来想到神为这件事情预备了上千年。
Next slide, please. And with regard to Christmas this year, I would encourage you to think about maybe getting your own Advent log or a wreath and begin to anticipate what God did so that you can look forward to what God will do.
同时关于你们今年的圣诞节，我也希望大家能够预备你的花圈，你的 log, 来帮助大家来思考神为我们所预备的。
God wants us to be thankful in our prayers for what he's done for us in Jesus.
神希望我们来感谢他在耶稣基督里为我们所预备的。
And we need to praise him for the incredible act of incarnation of God becoming man.
我们需要赞美这个神造成肉身的荣耀和伟大。
And then we need to remember Psalm 46:10 where God says, Be still and know that I am God.
我们要记住诗篇46章10节说安静要知道我是神。
I'm going to end at this point so you don't need to have any more of the slides that I have. I just want to encourage everyone to really think about his first coming in a very significant way during this holiday.
所以在这个时候要结束的时候我来鼓励大家来思考神耶稣的第一次来到。
Look for opportunities to tell people what Jesus has done for them.
抓住每一个机会来告诉大家耶稣为你所做的。
And illustrate it by showing them what Jesus has done for you.
然后告诉他们神为你所做的。
And as you do and as you listen, I think you're going to experience Christmas in a new and powerful way this year.
当你这样做的时候，你就会有一个全新的和有力的方式来经历这个圣诞节。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Father, thank you for your word.
神，我们感谢你赐给我们你的话语。
Thank you for the living word, Jesus Christ.
我们也感谢你赐给我们耶稣基督这个道成肉身。
And thank you that for thousands of years you have been preparing for us to come into relationship with you through him.
我们感谢你用了几千年的时间来预备我们来跟你建立关系。
So as we celebrate Christmas this year,
当我们一起来庆祝这个圣诞节的时候
As we participate in this Advent season,
当我们来参与这个来临期的时候
May we be the light that people need in order to find Jesus.
愿我们成为那个帮助大家来找到耶稣的光
And may you be glorified in our lives.
愿你的名因我们愿我们来荣耀你的名
Amen.
Amen.
唱一首诗歌，为主而活。